so much local music news for you tonight. I'm going to kick things off with a brand new traveling music festival for fans of prog metal launching next year with an absolutely huge lineup. It's called Monolith Festival and it's topped by these guys. Yeah, Carnivool headlining that one. And we've also got Cog, Ocean Grove, Pliny, Sleep Makes Waves, Relica, and Yomi Ship. And Monolith Fest is hitting four capital cities next March and April: Sydney, Brisbane, Melbourne, and going to Perth as well. Tickets for that one are on sale to the general public from 9 a.m. this Friday. Hey, we've also got some more news this week from another festival, Night and Day. That's the brand new rock fest happening on New Year's Eve at a castle in Victoria with Parkway Drive headlining, of course. So they've announced the lineup for their acoustic stage. That one's going to be headlined by Trophy Eyes frontman John Floriani and also feature unplugged performances from Agnes Manners, Chasing Ghosts. We've got Erin from Stateside as well and loads more. We've also got some big Aussie tour announcements this week from two very different local bands. One for the extreme metal fans out there, Thy Art Is Murder have dropped a bunch of headlining shows for next year. While on the slightly less heavy side of things, Slowly Slowly have also announced a tour for April and May of next year. And finally, Stevic from 12 Foot Ninja is making some waves with a new YouTube video where he's calling for changes to the royalty distribution model at Spotify. So it goes for about 8 minutes and it's really worth a watch. So basically the way things work at Spotify right now is if you pay for a subscription, then the majority of the money that you pay actually goes to artists like Ed Sheeran and Drake, as opposed to the artists that you actually listen to. And Stevic is basically calling for government intervention to regulate the industry and kind of put pressure on the streaming giant to switch to what's called a user-centric model, which would pay the artists that you listen to their fair share. Take a listen.
Consumers don't need to do anything here. What is required is government intervention. UK is launching a government investigation into streaming because they have flagged genuine concern that the path we're on is starting to strangle innovation in the music sector and will exponentially get worse. Without government regulation, the vast majority of profile musicians would actually be better off working at McDonald's.
And you can check out the full clip over on Stevic's personal YouTube channel. That's it for news tonight here on Down Under, your all-Australian music show here on Triple M Hard and Heavy. Catch you next time. Back to you, Higo.